The national chairman of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, Nia Lotebru-Hammond, has condemned the barbaric killing of the Upper East regional chairman of the NPP, Adams Mahama. He said the situation should be a wake-up call for Ghanaians to be vigilant and reject violence in the body politic of the country. Mr. Mahama, who made this known at a news conference in Accra, described recent attacks and killings of politicians and personalities as shameful to Ghana's democracy. He added that perpetrators found culpable should be severely punished to serve as a deterrent to others. Here's a report filed by Naa Tresua.
Mr. Hammond, who expressed skepticism on the outcome of investigations into similar crimes in recent past, said this gives the impression that the killing of Adams Mahama might travel the same path. He also expressed fears that the main political parties, NPP and NDC, are nurturing and growing political fundamentalism in Ghana. Mr. Hammond rejected the use of violence to settle intra- and inter-party disputes. He said the killing of Adams Mahama is a politically motivated crime as part of an internal power struggle which can be extended to the national level.
We express our condolences to the family of Alhaji Mahama and also our sympathies to the party. We believe that the action taken by a faction to spray acid over a dissenting member of the party is not the best approach to resolving our political differences. And if it is nipped in the bud, the better it will be for all of Ghana. We believe that, you know, to win political power, it is humility that a political party and political artisans ought to present contest of ideas, what they have to improve upon the lives of the people, and not to use force, as we saw in the Upper East. Doesn't speak well for Ghana's future. If they're looking for prosperity for Ghanaians, is that how to accomplish the task? We don't think that that's the point. So we had this press conference to ensure that we articulate to the people of Ghana the importance of working together. And it's important that we work together to ensure that we have a peaceful country. We want to live in peace. We don't want to live in a war-torn situation where we live in fear. And we believe that by echoing our sentiments, along with those that have also expressed their shock and dismay at what happened in the Upper East, that a lot of the party followers would adhere to that and behave appropriately. We know that the investigation has started, but we've also encountered a number of such investigations that have not yielded any results. So we're cautioning the police and the people of Ghana that we should be able to get some results from this investigation.
On the winner-takes-all system, Mr. Hammond said the PPP is committed to changing the policy by setting up reforms to reduce the powers of the president, and also called on all stakeholders to take the reform seriously to avoid future chaos and political violence. He said the party is collaborating with the government on several national issues concerning the country.
We are getting involved with the ruling government as much as they allow us to be heard. We have advised them about the importance of completing the national identification system. We have advised them as to leading the effort to return power to the people through the election of the district chief executives. We have articulated to the government in power the importance of ending corruption if we can separate the Attorney General from the Minister of Justice. So we're doing the best we can to get our positions directed to the government in power.
The PPP extended its condolences to the wife, children and family of Adams Mahama and the party as a whole.
Naa Tresua reporting.
The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, has asked Parliament to pass a law banning assets and such dangerous chemicals from being sold on the open market. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the death of Adams Mahama, NPP's chairman in the Upper East region, Mr. Wayo said the situation calls for swift police action to deal with miscreants in society. He said political violence must not be tolerated in the country as election 2016 approaches.
What is happening with the MPP Ghanaians is simple. You got a couple of ruthless people, and I've been telling you for years about these guys. Remember when they had that clash in that office, they went with cutlasses and stuff? The police should have gone there and arrested those people, handcuffed them, and let them know there's a law outside of the politics. The security services do not belong to MPP or NDC or CPP or RUPP. They are there to protect every Ghanaian citizen. And we don't understand that in Africa. See, so they brush that aside. So the bad guys in the parties, they feel encouraged because nobody arrests anybody. If they have done that, this would not happen. The foundation of any civilized nation is the security services.
The security services have moved swiftly to arrest those involved.
That's too late. They should have arrested them when they wanted to beat up Governor Dupont and Paula Foucault. You know, when that thing started in the office, that's when they should have been arrested. If the people were arrested and they knew that there's a law, they would not move to pour acid. And another sign about this acid, the government now, they should know that acid can be used as a weapon. So whoever sells acid must be licensed. And whoever he sells the acid to, they have to take the identification where security forces can come and look for them when you buy the acid. Parliament should move right away and make that law right now. Ghanaians are at their risk.
That was leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo.